Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hope is the silver lining in the dark cloud. Hope gives man strength in times of difficulty and perseverance in times of hardship. Hope sees glory in the days ahead. The world knows how important hope is to mankind. And so they hope that the future will be better than the past. They hope that the cancer doesn't come back and they can have a long and prosperous life. They hope that the disease and frailty will not afflict them for too long. They hope their kids will grow up and be okay. They hope they have a better future than what they themselves have. They hope that finances stabilize. They hope that the country can be united. Enough of the bickering. But it's just not good enough to hope for something. You also need to hope in something or someone. Who is the one or what is the thing that actually makes the future better? So man tries to hope in himself, but he realizes just how limited he is. So he puts his hope in governments. But governments fail, they're corrupt, and they just plain get it wrong at times. They hope in the goodness of mankind, but still, man betrays his brother for popularity, money, or power, both on a personal level and on a world level. They hope in these other religions, but their gods cannot save. And so their hope is built on a shaky, uncertain foundation. It's more of a wish. They wish for things to be better. They wish for things to be different. But no one really has any control over what the future will hold. Our hope is not like the world's hope. We hope not simply for a better future, but we hope for the resurrection of the body. Whether young or old, we hope for the resurrection of the body, for our hope is one. It's more than simply being in heaven. It's being in heaven with this body. It's enjoying the bliss of eternity through these physical senses. God created us as body and soul, and that is how we are to live for all eternity. He will not abandon us to the grave. He will not let his holy ones see decay. For Christ is risen, so we must rise with him. We live in this hope, but yet we do not see it. Hope that is seen is really no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not have, then we wait patiently for it. Right now, we do not have the resurrection of the body. Our bodies are still riddled with sin, disease, death, and error. Right now, we do not have heaven. Let me be more specific. We have these things by faith, not by sight. So we hope for them. We look forward to the day when faith becomes sight. We look forward to the day when these feet pass through those pearly gates of heaven and touch those gold-paved streets. And these two eyes see our Lord and God and Savior. With these two eyes we shall see him. That is the hope of Easter. If Christ was not raised, then our hope would only be for this life. For our end would be in the grave. Nothing after, only the grave. But Christ has died, and then Christ has risen as the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. So our hope is solid and firm. It is not shaky or uncertain, but it is firmly planted in the Lord who hung on Calvary's cross to pay for our sins. In the Lord himself, who took our sins into his body so that we might have his righteousness. Our hope is in the Lord who shattered death's chains and walked out of his grave on this most holy Easter day. Our hope is in the Lord who lives so that we might live. Do not be afraid. He is not here. He is risen, the angel says to you. Death is powerless. Satan is crushed. Hell is conquered. The law is fulfilled and you are free. Your crucified brother stands triumphant over the grave. So you are free. The world's hope is not like our hope. Ours is not a pious wish with little control over the future. But our hope is completely tied and rooted in the historical death and the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our hope is built on Christ alone. So our hope is not in a cross or in an empty grave, but in the Lord who adorned that cross and whose body left that grave on this day. So also our hope is not in water, bread, or wine, but our hope is in the Lord whose spirit moves those waters and whose body is that bread and whose blood is that wine. Here is light on a dark day. Here is strength in hardship and perseverance in difficulty. Christ is risen, we must rise. Our hope is explicitly tied to Christ and to Christ alone. So why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Because you've sinned? God has taken away your sin. Because you struggle? The Lord will free you from every hardship. Because you're young and no one respects you? The Lord has made you kings with him. Because you're growing old and weak, the Lord will reinvigorate your body in the resurrection. Because your finances dwindle, the Lord has given you the very riches of heaven as your own. Because the news is depressing, the Lord has overcome this world and given you the hope of victory. Because the society is immoral, the Lord will rescue you from this present evil age. For God does not treat us as our sins deserve, nor does he repay us according to our iniquities. We have hope because God has forgiven us all our sins. Faith is always filled with the hope that God is a merciful and gracious and loving God because of Christ, his death and his resurrection. It is not focused on the earthly, but it's focused on the eternal Son. We are certain and sure of forgiveness because Christ lives. We are certain and sure that we have heaven because Christ lives. We are certain and sure we will not live on this earth forever because we hope in Jesus Christ who raises the dead. We are certain and sure that this weak, feeble, old body will be immortal, glorious, powerful, and spiritual. Because we hope in the Lord, and those who put their hope in him will never be disappointed. We may not see everything working out for our good, but we are certain it will. Life may continue to head in a downward spiral. It may get far worse in the days to come. But still we hope in the Lord. So what if death comes? So what if the world gets worse? So what if all of our money and possessions and goods, even our family, is taken from us, abused, and killed? The Lord lives, and we hope in the resurrection of the body. We are certain of that life to come. It is sealed in his divine blood. Our bodies were washed in that blood. So this body has the hope of eternal life. We will not despair of Christ. We will not doubt his love. We will not live for the earthly, but we will live for the eternal because we will not move from this Easter day. The Lord lives, and he lives to free you from every evil and to bring you at last into his heavenly kingdom that will have no end. So our hope is not a pious wish. Our hope is far more certain and sure than even the sun rising tomorrow. For there will come a day when the sun doesn't rise. And yet on that day, you will be raised to a new and glorious life. And then your hope will be made a reality. But until then, hope in your risen Lord. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.